Fall Out Boy's got new music.
I heard about that, but I didn't. How did that go?
It's good. I'll have to here. I'll play for you in a second. It's a cover of "We Can't Start the Fire." You know, "We Can't Start the Fire"
Yeah.
by Billy Joel.
Yeah.
But it's all current news because the other one was leading up to his life. Now this song is just all current news. Now in the song here, and I'll play it for you. Let me pause this. I'm not gonna be able to play it on the podcast, but I'm gonna play it for Frederick and hear what he thinks. Okay, so what do you think of
That song was pretty fucking amazing.
it? I know, because it's basically like all stuff that happened in our time.
Yeah, ever since from the 90s to now.
Yeah, I love the part where they said Trump got impeached impeached twice. So, and they literally mentioned SpongeBob impeachment, the Cubs winning the World Series.
Only thing he didn't mention was COVID, the pandemic.
No, but it's all like news like stuff. I love how they mentioned when they said the Queen. Did you hear the part where they said the Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said Prince and the Queen. I'm thinking
Prince.
myself, what, like, who died that was Prince? And then I realized it's the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song
I thought he
literally.
was going to do them in order, but he didn't do them in
No,
order.
he didn't do them in order. No, N not like the original. "We Didn't Start the Fire."
Wow.
The original "We Didn't Start the Fire," I think, actually went in order. But the year, hold on, let's see. Let's see if I can mute it. Yeah, the years were from "We Can't Start the Fire" song, just covering news from 1989. It was from the years 1989 to 2023.
That's where he was starting that from?
Yeah, that's all the news from.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's before our time.
Yeah, but yeah, but we've been around for all, like most of it, but like when they mentioned SpongeBob and MySpace
Yeah.
yeah, so that's the stuff I've been listening to. Very, very cool, because like I've only seen like covers from like random, like unlike actual singers doing like time lapse like songs of that, like up to date versions of the "We Can't Start the Fire," but I never seen it where an actual professional
It's crazy.
goes for them.
I usually see people sing about the everything that's happening in 1 year, but not a whole fucking like couple decades.
Could you imagine how much research you probably had to do?
Right. Oh my gosh.
Find out that when SpongeBob came out, when MySpace came out, electric cars. Speaking of electric cars, do you think that thing is really going to happen?
Oh, you talking about are you talking about the
UFC fight.
Yeah.
Do you think the boxing fight's really gonna happen with Elon Musk and Jeff and not Jeff Bezos, but that would be funny.
That
Zuckerberg, do you think that's really gonna happen?
I don't know. I heard they got Dana White to
Yeah, and they have like a poster ready for someone made a poster of it.
That'll be the most sickest fight I ever seen.
No, I would watch it.
I still got my money on Zuckerberg.
I got my money on Elon Musk. He's muscular.
You think
Elon Musk
so?
is pretty muscular compared to Zuckerberg.
Don't really care, to be honest. I just want whoever wins.
No, you know who I want in the ring? I
What?
want Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
That was sick.
Now, Are you ready to rumble? Now weighing 405 pounds, Donald Trump.
I'm gonna take you, Hillary. I'm gonna grab that pussy by the asshole.
And now, hidden emails, Hillary Clinton.
You can't touch me, Donald. You cannot
You
touch me.
can touch me.
Oh, sure thing,
Donald Trump
Hillary.
and Rosie O'Donnell.
Ooh, that'll be. They had beef for a long time.
know.
I think they still have beef today.
Yeah, I don't want to. I can't say this. Yeah, so
Oh
check all
my
that out when the if
God.
that Zuckerberg Elon Musk thing actually does happen or not, or if it's just something that's been thrown out there. Because they do have celebrity boxing matches and they are celebrities. So yeah, so go and check that out. What else? Let's see. Let's see. Did I?
What's been happening in the news?
You sitting at the back of the button. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal is going on tour.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
he's
can.
having like this little festival. Summer, it's called the Summer of Bass.
Oh, that sounds like a fun festival.
I know. Yeah, Ryan Seacrest is going to be the new host of Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, so a lot of people are not happy about that.
Furbies are back. Did you hear me?
Oh,
I said Furbies are back.
I thought you said Fergie. Yeah,
No, Furbies. Do you remember Furbies?
of course.
These things? Look what they look like now. Look at that.
They still look creepy looking.
No. The one on the left is the one from our childhood. The one on the right is the now one.
I know they still look creepy
Yeah, he
looking.
looks weird. But this is like their third, to my opinion, this is their third generation of making these. Because they made
Really?
like, yeah, they made one before.
Wait, before our childhood?
No, after our child, after us. Like a couple years ago, they had like this, how do you say, or what do you say? Like digital one, but it was like a real physical thing, but the face was kind of digital. Yeah, that all that stuff happened in the news. So any more trips you're going on?
I think I might have to go to Chicago by the end of July, but I'm not sure.
Chicago.
Yep.
Chicago.
Chicago. Chirac.
Why
The
are you going to Chicago? Why are you
Oh
going
wait,
to
that's the wrong name. That's the wrong name.
Chicago? If you guys heard Frederick, he called Chicago the Big Apple. Which is Chicago's the Windy City, if you backfog. New York is the Big Apple. In my town, I'm not going to say my town, but
There's no nickname for your town.
there is a nickname. I'm just not going to say it on camera, because I don't want people to know
It
exactly. No, I just don't want people to know exactly where I live.
bad? Just tell them you live in Atlanta.
I do, but if I say the nickname, people are going to know exactly where I live.
The Peachtree Capital.
No, shut the fuck up. Yeah, so check all that stuff out. Check out did this one person, let's see if I need to see if this one person decided they're gonna skip work, right? Call in sick from work to go to a Taylor Swift concert, and they got interviewed on the news, and they have like a bag over their head during the interview for no one knows for no one can see what they look like. They look like a fucking ghost.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they called in sick for work for to go to T Swift concert. No, just take a personal day. Like you can take personal days. You don't have to call in sick.
That's a good way to get fired, you
Yeah, but
know.
you don't have to call in sick. You can take a personal day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't swim at the bottom of the ocean. I watched Glastonbury.
How was that?
I watched parts of it. They don't have like full, they have like individual clips online. It was good of what I saw. The only one I
Is it like how Coachella, or was it like
Yeah,
Venom?
but it's bigger than Coachella.
It's bigger than Coachella?
Yes, they have bigger people. Like real named artists. Not that Coachella doesn't,
I
but I'm
thought
saying, but
Glastonbury was all EDM.
no. It's like Lollapalooza more so, or it's like Lollapalooza.
Oh.
They have like super big artists. Elton John performed. Rick Astley performed. I watched Rick Astley performance. Paul McCartney performed before at Glastonbury, but he didn't perform this time. But
It's like the
Rick Astley Ashley was good. Foo Fighters performed.
they were there.
What?
They were there.
Yeah. Dave Grohl actually went up with Rick on stage.
Oh, nice.
And they were playing, or he wasn't singing, but they were just playing. Elton John performed. I need to look his up. I haven't seen his yet. But that's actually on my screen. 3 days ago it was uploaded. Elton John sings Rocket Man. Don't forget to watch on, I don't know who's performing or what's happening, but don't forget to watch the, I was about to say the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But that ain't right.
Yeah, that's not a till.
That's not till November for Thanksgiving. Don't forget to watch the Macy's fireworks show. 4th of July
Yeah,
fireworks show.
fireworks.
I wonder if CNN's having a thing again this year.
Maybe you'll find your way.
Because CNN was good last year.
I usually watch it on NBC.
What the Mace the NBC one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but last year I watched CNN because CNN was going around to all different concerts that were happening in each state and like different states.
Oh, for
And
real?
yeah, and showing them. So like Carrie Underwood. They showed Carrie Underwood. They showed what's his name? Journey. They showed like all different people that concerts were happening from like different states that were happening like at on the 4th of July. That's why I hope they do it again.
Oh,
The world's
wow.
largest gas station opened. You know, that has nothing to do with music, but music news is kind of slow this week.
It is a little bit.
Yeah, Buc-ee's.
I want to
Open.
go there.
Yeah, Bucky. We have them all over Georgia here too. We have them in Georgia too, but the world's largest one is in Tennessee. Let's
Buc-ee's.
see.
We have
CNN
Wawa.
firework. Oh, CNN firework 2022. I don't want 22. 23. Is CNN CNN returning? The 4th of July is
Well,
amazing.
are we gonna see Andy Cohen get drunk again?
No. And also, CNN's leaving Atlanta. You know, did I tell you that? Dun, 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 dun.
What?
Yeah.
For good?
Yeah.
Where are they going to, New York?
Yeah. Most of the people are already in New York.
Well, that's where all the most of the medias are.
Yeah, but they're known for like. Ooh. Yeah, they're known for
Oh,
like
they're kind of
Atlanta.
known to have CNN.
Yeah, they're known for like Atlanta. Most of the people are in New York. The people that were there at CNN, right? Were mostly the international people.
Right.
How CNN has the international. And they're going to stay in Atlanta, but they're just moving over to the Time Warner building.
Oh.
Oh.
The Time Warner building in Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta, yeah. There's the Time Warner building and other. But speaking of CNN, these are the people that are going to be on the CNN. The fourth is amazing. America. The fourth in America special returns with a lineup. Post Malone, right? Demi Lovato, Zac
Ooh.
Brown Band, Sheryl Crow, Darius Rucker.
Ooh, I like this.
What?
I like Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah, Darius Rucker and more. Oh wait, Plain White Tees. They're still
Ooh,
fucking
that's
around. Damn. Holy shit! Hold on. Wait. The fourth was special forms, but holy shit! All American Rejects.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Remember them?
Yeah.
Haven't heard their name in a freaking long ass time. When I see your face, hope it gives you hell. I hope it gives you hell. Florida's performing.
Flores.
No, Florida.
Florida, Georgia Line.
No, Florida Georgia Line broke up. No, the singer Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, but I call him Florida. Fuck.
Who the fuck calls him?
Because it is. If you look at it, it's Florida.
Yeah.
His name is Florida. Yeah, so go in. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So go in. Hold on. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it. My microphone's just going to be out. So, yeah, so check all that on the 4th of July. My name is Nick,
And I'm Frederick.
and if hopefully we don't have another contraction of billionaires dying at the bottom of the ocean or on Virgin space rocket. So
Well, what happened to the space rocket?
no, he's taking tours. He's taking he it's now going to be available for people to take tours
Oh my gosh.
on Virgin's here, there we go, on Virgin space rocket. So yeah, and we'll see you guys next week. Hope you guys have a wonderful 4th of July. Stay safe, don't get too drunk or get very drunk, just don't tell us about it. Bye,
Laters.
losers.
Bitches.
Queer, I mean.